This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You may have missed this a while back in the MIT Sloan Management Review, Volume 52, Number 3. They call them dormant ties, but it's really about the business value of connecting with old flames, or at the very least, reconnecting with someone whom you used to know, to paraphrase Gautier. Wharton Business School professor Adam Grant keeps an eye on the business journals for us. Professor, revisiting old pals helps you with what?
Well, most people aren't that strategic about it, but there is this great research showing that when you need a job, going to the people you used to know actually gets you better quality information and leads than going to the people you currently know.
That's very interesting because you find yourself in a social setting. You're back at a reunion. You're going to gravitate toward your closer buddies. You're saying that might be a mistake.
That's right, because the people you know well tend to give you redundant knowledge. They know a lot of the same people and the same things that you do, whereas those people you've lost touch with have been traveling in different circles and learning different things, and they can open up new worlds of opportunity.
The problem, of course, is if you ambush someone that you haven't talked to in 12 years wanting something, it's a little transactional, a little needy.
And it's also the case that some ties are dormant for a reason. But for the most part, people are pretty happy to be asked for advice, right? It's one thing to say, you know, I haven't talked to you in 15 years and I'd love your help. It's another to say, I know you have some expertise in this area and if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to bounce something off of you.
But inherent in this is an interesting reminder about the significance of networking. It's about gathering information.
It is. And when most of us gather information, we do go to our friends and our trusted colleagues. And some people recognize that the acquaintances are great sources of advice, but it's really hard to reach out to those people. And I think that's the beauty of reconnecting with dormant ties. You have some shared history and common experience. And it's a lot easier to rekindle an old connection than it is to start a new one from scratch.
I don't know, but calling someone you haven't spoken with in so many years can be awkward. Got any icebreakers for us?
Oh, my favorite one by far is to say, you know, I realized that I thought nothing of you when we last saw each other, but now you've gone on to really great things. So can I please take all of your insight?
Okay, we're not going to use that one.
I didn't think so.
I was going to use, remember me, I was the one with the beer cans in my hat. That also is not going to work. Adam Grant is a professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania and author of the book Give and Take. Adam, thank you.
My pleasure.